Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Glass of Bad Axe. For automotive glass replacement, door, window, and screen replacement, residential, commercial window sales, and insulation, call the only glass company in the Thumb with over 50 years hometown reputation. That's Thumb Glass, behind Huron Auto Parts in Bad Axe. So far this season, Michiganders have had some big snowfalls. Nothing too crazy, but enough inches have fallen to require snow removal. Hopefully, everyone is staying safe out there while shoveling snow. Remember, take it slow and keep your shovel low. In addition to keeping safety tips in mind for your health, it's also important to keep snow removal laws in mind. Of course, it's the kind and neighborly thing to do to shovel the snow from your sidewalk, but it's also the law. If you like to avoid tickets and fines this winter, here's what you need to know about snow removal laws in Michigan. While Michigan doesn't have a statewide law that determines how much time you have to shovel the snow from your sidewalks, most local ordinances give you 24 hours after snowfall ends. If you don't remove the snow within 24 hours, you could receive a violation notification that gives you one more day before you receive a ticket and or a fine. Also keep in mind where you pile that snow when shoveling. Michigan does have a code that prohibits the obstruction of safety vision by removal of deposit of snow, ice, or slush. Basically, this means don't pile your snow up at the end of your driveway where it can reduce visibility for other vehicles to see you. Finally, while there is no exact statewide law on when you can or cannot use your snowblower, most places have local noise ordinances. Quiet hours in Michigan typically run from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., so just don't start your snowblower before 7 o'clock in the morning. And Huntington Bank informed the Frankenmuth Police Department and the Frankenmuth Chamber of Commerce that fake $100 bills are circulating, as well as some $50 bills. Several local businesses have deposited fake $100 bills over the past 2 weeks. The importance of the fake bills is described, or the appearance of the fake bills is described as an older style bill with a texture that feels just a bit thicker than real currency. A distinguishing feature is that the bills have a small logo face in the center, which likely means poor quality security imitation. These bills are passing the iodine pen test, but they are failing when they go through verification at financial institutions. The Frankenmuth Police Department Chief Don Maurer urges businesses and consumers to make sure to check the security features built into money. Real currency has security threads, color-shifting ink, and watermarks. When in doubt, refuse the bill. If you suspect you received counterfeit money or witness someone attempting to pass it, notify store manager and police by calling 911. And when the Tuscola County Election Commission met Thursday, they did not approve the language on proposed recall petitions for three Caro City Council members. Recall petitions were filed for Karen Snyder, who is the Caro City Mayor, and for Councilmember Emily Campbell. The recall petition language for each of these office holders was not approved by the Election Commission, which consists of Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, Tuscola's Treasurer Ashley Bennett, and Tuscola's Probate Family Court Judge Nancy Thane. They each determined the language on the proposed recall petition was not clear and or not factual. The recall sponsor has 10 days to appeal the decision of the Election Commission, according to Fetting. And in our national news, in Kerrville, Texas, newly released recordings of 911 calls show Texas residents and staffers at Camp Mystic, caught up in the catastrophic flooding in July, pleaded for help as rushing waters rise around them, stranding them in attics and on roofs. The floods over the July 4th weekend killed at least 136 people, including at least 117 in rural Kerr County. Emergency dispatchers there fielded more than 400 911 calls the 6 hours when the floods began to overwhelm the region. Texas authorities released the audio on Friday, Kerrville Police Chief Chris McCall said the calls are distressing and difficult to hear. When we come back after this Thumb Glass sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
This is TJ from Thumb Glass, located next to Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe. We want to thank you, Huron County, for voting us the number one glass shop for 6 years running. We truly appreciate your support. If you need automotive glass replacement or residential glass repair, do what thousands of your neighbors and friends do. Call us at Thumb Glass and Bad Axe first at 989-269-8131. We can take care of your glass and help you deal with your insurance company. Whether you need auto or home glass repair, we're your number one stop shop, Thumb Glass, besides Huron Auto Parts, just south of the light in Bad Axe.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our international news, Russian President Vladimir Putin has held talks with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi at an annual summit, focusing on diversifying economic ties. The 23rd Russian-India summit comes as the U.S. pushes for Ukraine peace deal and global cooperation. On Thursday, Modi greeted Putin in New Delhi, with a warm welcome. After the talks, both leaders announced a program to boost trade to $100 billion by 2030, emphasizing strong energy ties. India aims to bridge trade deficits by increasing exports. The U.S. is pressuring India to reduce its Russian oil imports, citing concerns over financing Moscow's war efforts. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, information, school closings, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Glass of Bad Axe. For automotive glass replacement, door, window, and screen replacement, residential and commercial window sales and installation, call the only glass company in Thumb with over 50 years hometown reputation. That's Thumb Glass behind Huron Auto Parts in Bad Axe.